Hey there, folks, PG here. I'm excited to be back with season 7 of Repod, which means another season of our Patreon exclusive bonus after shows. This week, we're joined by the folks from the Ministry of Peculiarities. As a linguistics professor, Jonathan Burke gives us a short breakdown of conversation analysis and how to manipulate the communication process to write a compelling script. We also talk about some of the improvements we've been making to the Room Escape Artist website and the podcast. David reflects on how to review escape rooms in a way that still encourages creativity. And Adam Moody tells us how to approach an escape room business from a financial perspective. In this clip, David tells a story about why escape room companies might still need passwords and locks, even on the outside of their games.
The locking the door story reminded me of our escape room tour in 2019 that we took to San Francisco, our Palace Games tour. We did a whole escape room tour built around the Palace of Fine Arts. Lisa and I, we were alone in the party room of Palace Games while all of our people were in games. Somebody knocked on the front door, and they keep their door locked as well, especially at night. And one of their game masters walks up to the front door and opens it up and asks the person who's standing there, "Are you here for the tour?" And the person said, "Yes." And so they let this individual in. They guide him into the party room. Lisa and I are just sitting there talking. He walks in and is like, "I'm here for the tour."
He really yes-anded.
Oh, yes. We're very much in the middle of the tour, and everyone has long been checked in. We know who every single person is, and this individual is not one of those people. "I'm here for the tour." Lisa and I look at each other, and he's like, I want a tour of the place. And we're like, "What kind of tour do you think this is?" He's like, "I want to see you around the place." And I'm like, "That's not what this kind of tour is." And he's like, "Well, I want the tour." And so I very slowly position myself in between this guy and Lisa, and I just lean on a chair, gripping it as if I need it. And I'm like, "Hey, we don't actually work here. We're running an event that's here. The people who let you in, those are the people who actually work here. So how about I walk you back to the lobby? We'll get them. And I'm sure we'll be able to sort something out for you, but I don't work here, so I can't give you a tour." So I walk the guy back to the lobby, being real calm, and Lisa walks and gets one of the game masters, and it turns out one of their game masters, and if you ever take a look at Palace Games social media, there's a guy who is usually doing their videos. He's very funny. He does a lot of improv acting. He walks out and starts talking to the guy, establishes that he's very high, which is a detail I was immediately aware of. I could see in his eyes, he was not completely on the planet. So yeah, he starts talking to him, establishes that his phone is dead. They plug his phone into a charger, and he sits down and just starts freestyle rapping with this kid for like 20 minutes while they charge his phone. And then he sent him on his way just before our team started to come out of the game. Everybody handled the situation well. I mean, the dude was clearly in an altered state. The other question I had asked him is, "What's your name?" And he said, "Chris." And I said, "Chris, what?" And he said, "Are you going to make me say?" He was definitely very skilled at acting like he belonged.
It makes sense now why some companies want to give you like a password when you come in. It's not just for the whole feel of coded societies, you know, it's to make sure that you're actually the paying customer that they're expecting. Listen to the rest of the episode now by becoming a patron today at patreon.com/roomescapeartist and access our library of over 60 bonus after shows.